creative.
Did you hear about that?
I don't know why it hit Bob, she's a friend of mine.
Well, he was out there a little drunk, saying some nasty things, and this guy just hauled up and slugged him, and both of them went on the deck, and the congressman was on top of him, they finally pulled him apart.
Ed Mitchell. Oh, I know Ed Mitchell, well, we can't forget him. He's an old frogman. Oh, he's a tough son of a bitch. Oh, is he tough?
Yeah, he's 60 and he's in good shape.
Oh, he's in shape, and he just hauled off and took this guy. Apparently, he's capable of taking it, but I'm surprised he didn't take it a little bit, but it must have been corruption.
Oh, yeah, he gets pretty nasty.
All through your talk there, he was sitting in the corner making loud noises, and with that voice of his, it just carries right across.
Oh, that's probably why Mitchell took him.
Probably.
Mitchell probably got mad at him. And, his name Mitchell was that kind of guy. He's a loyalist from the word go.
So it was on the press report today that he made some crack to the Attorney General.
take responsibility for it. Now, I think the only way you could do it is painting rather broad strokes, as we have to point out. When I left Washington in 1961, there were no Americans in Vietnam, and no American had been killed. When I came back, there were 550,000 Americans in Vietnam, and 30,000 had been killed, and that we've been turning it down. That's a crazy.
You know, they get all the rhetoric from the media, from Laos, for example. It's not surprising if 69% don't believe the president. It's surprising anybody does.
That's right.
You watch the networks.
Bob, next question, overall perspective.
Very good.
They ask a question, how many people believe any politician or any office holder to come up the same way? It doesn't make a difference whether it's Laos or anything. No.
Well, they expect on the war. I think they really kind of expect on the war. The Army, the Navy, the President has to lie.
See, we had even Roosevelt fight. We had a man in Vanderbilt up last week with all the newscasts. It's a 6-hour thing. I watched 30 minutes of it. It's so bad, if you watch that, you've got to come out of there with a feeling, an anti-feeling.
Is that right?
Oh, and one example, it says that the impression is interviewed 5 men. They only interviewed 3, but they've shown two different times in the newscast. And this is the one by Gary Shepard on CBS, which is the worst reporting ever.
CBS, yeah. What happened? Tell me about it.
Well, these guys are going in a band. Of course, you can go to them, they're climbing up the helicopter and say, how's your morale? You know, they're about to be shot at. You say, it's awful. And do you like it over here? No. But, you know, this type of stuff, they're going into battle. Yeah. We complain about it. CBS at the time and had some reaction. But now, at least we have Vanderbilt keeps all these newscasts on tape through private foundation money.
And I said, Baker got this together, right? Good for him.
But we got no coverage. We got up on the floor and we said,
it's a remarkable thing. There wasn't one inch.
Nobody covered it. TV didn't cover, paper didn't cover. We made speeches. Bill Brown.
They didn't use it. They covered it. As I understand it, CBS was up there with their cameras.
And they never used
miles of film of it, but then didn't use a bit of it on the air.
But that'll show you the problem, doesn't it?
Oh.
All of you can say on this, Bob, is that you're just going to have to wait it out.
It's moving. And it's one of those things that's going to be, it's going to hurt us for the next
couple months.
2 or 3 months.
Right.
And then from there on, it should be moving in the other direction. But nevertheless, it will be. I think what we have to do is to lie back in the bushes. The one thing I think you might do, which would be very clever, I think I would particularly with this with the Republicans. I was going to get out of the limb and criticize you, President. I'm going to get out of the limb. Same way you ought to do with Kim Long. What am I even worrying about? Now, you know, right. This idea that Percy and these other people in the chat and said that we ought to be out of Vietnam by the end of 72. What the hell are they thinking? I'm not going to say what we're going to do, but they know damn well that we have in mind. But we can't say it. Now I think we'd keep them a little bit off balance if you could. I tell them that there's, I'd say, if I were you, I wouldn't get out on the limb. Just if you want to be again, just say nothing. Because and our Democratic friends, I'd let it lead back to them. So if I were you, I wouldn't get out on the limb. See, we didn't saw the limb off of them on Cambodia because we might have. Because the elections came along and we had our peace offer to went to. But a lot of even our Republicans wouldn't want to have read back to them what they said about Cambodia after the success. They're not going to want to have read back to them what we do about our whole record here after it succeeds, because it is going to succeed. I mean, we will have ended the war and we will have cut the casualties and so forth and so on and so what the hell. The problem is, though, the immediate problem is devastating, no question. Interesting, though, you went in there and saw 20, 30 minutes of it, and it turned your stomach out.
Oh, my buddy, there's no question.
Have you had realized it had been so bad?
Well, we've been speaking on that.
I know. but it was the worst than you thought.
I thought so, man. Just the way
you stack it all up, and I see it all at once.
You know, others went in there and watched it and said, well, you know, it's not so bad. It's a fair presentation. But it's always the way Chancellor and Roger Mudd, just the way they reported it.
Yeah,
it's sort of a... Maybe I'm so biased, I don't
know. It's absolutely insidious. You say it every night.
It is.
One or the other.
And it's stamped up for people who watch that news every night.
It
to see the people that rock that, they see they banging night after night after night. But let's just remember, this is the time we have to take the knock.
Oh, right.
Those bastards are gonna get it back, and when we do, we're gonna come at them hard. But we've gotta wait till it's time.
See, now, Time Magazine is in a story this week, they called this morning, on the new doves in the Senate, on the theory that the old doves that have been flying so long, they're tired. Fulbright and Simon. So now we have a new crop of doves, Mondale and Saxby, and they need to go. But of course, Mondale has this resolution south in the beach camp with, you know, we can't provide any cover and all this stuff for Vietnam.
Well, I'm trying to add anything that ever gets passed in the night.
Oh, well, they're capitalizing, but they're not going to mean anything. But Saxby joins them for some reason.
Saxby would.
Yeah, Block says they come back to claim that they're having a Democratic caucus meet in the House tomorrow. That same resolution they have in the Senate, and he said they wouldn't get 90 votes.
I hope he's right.
point we should make, where, you know, the, as far as we see it, the single greatest achievement of this administration is ending the war. And people forget it. They get so tied up in the full employment budget or some other thing.
They're going to share.
Yeah. And they're unhappy about it.
Yeah.
We got to talk about something that...
Or the economy and so forth. Along the ending the war, Bob, I think you're... I think that's when you're just going to have to... It's going to look awfully good by the time you really get down to the nut cutting. But to continue to talk about it, just and lay the foundation and draw these other people, I think if you could draw the... Particularly, I get the Republican, if I get a few of them together, say, fellas, don't underestimate what this president's going to do on the board. Kept every promise. Cambodia worked. Laos has been an enormous success. It has been. It's done. We're not saying much now. We're just putting my mind. I'm deliberately sticking it out there. Let these bastards get out.
Yeah.
I don't mean our guys. No. I don't mean the other side. But I want some of our guys to know about the versus and the rest. They better stay back a bit. And for them to get out and the people who engage in all the carving criticism, what I call the new isolationists, they aren't elusive. We get through.
Just one to furnish information, not my one pattern after your speech in Newport, because this is a talk about the defense of our country and survival. It's a response that you know wherever you go, any crowd, whether it's the Rotary Club or the Republican rally, or who could write some material like that for us?
You have it done, Bob. You know, you can have it done by either
Cook would.
Well, Buchanan, no, that's not for his style. I have Buchanan do it for his style. Buchanan is the best one.
I know they're busy. We call them. They say we're too busy.
Well, you're not too busy to do this. Have something written on this. This is a very good idea.
That's a positive thing.
Sure.
Not always that cutting
something. A positive line and more, on that sort of thing.
We hired on our own staff. I know he used to work with Glenn Lipscomb and Sullivan. Yeah. Very good at this.
That's not a use. There's no reason why I guess new staff should make a crack at something. So he's got some at least some material.
Factual material.
Well, factual material.
You may have
Buchanan can take that and whip it into a good. Well, Cook can too. But tell him that he doesn't have to make, in this case, he can be more.
We've got a lot of fellows that would use it. Spike it and I give up.
I think that's very important because I can see 6 months down the road with salt still there and so forth. You're going to have an attack on administration, the president, on this basis, if you've got this out in advance, it's going to cut that.
Build a base.
Yeah. Every time you listen, I tell them every time I list my priorities, I put the security of our country first.
That's right.
I know they list theirs, but itself,
I guess what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's the security of the country, because without that, you have
money on the
highways and social security and everything else you want. Medicaid, it doesn't make a difference if you're not around. Enjoy it.
And they understand that.
Well, that's what we're doing. Right. And we've cut defense, but as far as we can, we're not going to cut below what is necessary to defend this country. That's what people buy that. But it's got to be, you've got to ring the changes, it's got to be done. Let's get in now something on that, Bob. I thought you had something on that, but I think Cook or we can, either one could rip something off on that, which you can use.
Right.
What do you mean on just the whole business of what you're...
Well, just a general theme about, how important it is. This isn't a partisan issue. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about our country.
Right.
What you said up for...
Yeah. Had after Newport. Then finally, we're getting a lot of flack from the Democrats and the press. When's the president going to say something on campaign spending? And Pastore is trying to rush the bill through, and thanks to Marlowe Cook today, he's going to do that in a little while. And it's going to be gone. Shut a couple other committees.
You got to go in the White House on that.
Who's working on that?
What do you want done?
Cole.
What do you would like? What you should
well, I don't know if you're prepared to go to make some recommendations later or not. We made a statement, which we got more stands over for us. We covered all the bases without saying anything.
But what do you want done?
Well, I just think the president has to
what say. They're pushing for up there is the fact you would send a bill up after when you vetoed the last bill.
No,
never
said that. We said
that's what Scott said.
Scott said he would offer a bill, and then he went off to threw this jack, he got the bill cleared down here, and then threw in this jackass provision of
$15,000
maximum, which would cut half our funds out, and wouldn't take it out. Now he's got the, what's his name in the house, he's got him to modify his bill to fit Hugh's bill.
Hugh's got the Jerry?
Rockford's house bill.
Guys.
And, right.
Well, we also have Ford and Ford, a number of others on that with them.
There are quite some of those fellows that they go only in their own miserable little campaigns, all of which I mean, not think of the national situation, Bob. Isn't that terrible? Chuck, you didn't bother you to the $15,000.
Oh, well, we've been saying we need more disclosure. We need a limit, we need disclosure. And if you disclose, then there's no one. That's almost as bad.
But I think we've got to get some people together and get a position on this.
But the press is making...
Who's doing this?
Cole.
Who's preparing the position? Cole, who's saying
But the press is pressing, you know, every day. What was the press sending about campaign spending?
It's their issue.
Oh, sure. But you don't see the broadcast industry in a hurry if you say anything, because they don't want to be singled out.
And you can say it. Why don't you just get something that you can use, get a statement, get it off our backs, that's the main
thing. It's that simple, because there's...
It's a tough one, and they want the government to credit them, you know. I mean...
I'm not sure you want a statement from the president.
Yeah. No, but I think we ought to have an assessment as to what our program's going to be, and a position that people can take, because now they're going off in all different directions.
And see, they're pushing, they're trying to, it's like they're pushing Social Security, that story, trying to report the campaign, go out, he's going to say, well, here we had a bill before the floor, and the president still has a set of words, and the last year, you know, the inference was he was going to join us, and, you know, they're playing the game, they're starting early, and they're tough.
Mm-hmm.
And some of ours aren't so tough.
That's right. Yes, you learn.
Richardson, you talk to the young man. He knows how.
highly defined, intelligent man, and he did that very well.
Say again. I just got the word. Accident.
Just a straight whack heart attack.
So it's that. But golf is fine, so apparently he wasn't on the golf course. Then.
Yeah, he was there Saturday evening and then flew back.
I don't think he'd had a heart attack every time. I was messing around, I think I would have heard, but we always used to see him. Because the many times he was always worried about himself, or at least he didn't worry about it, always took care of himself, if you recall.
Of course, that's ideal if he can.
Right, yeah.
I think he was coming up here for dinner tonight and got out there and played golf this morning and conked and done.
Yeah,
he's a hell of a lot better off.
Not as much. Quite recently, he's been romancing the hell out of Ketty Carlisle. And a lot of people were talking about his health the other night. Some people that knew him very well and said that he was in great shape.
Well, he had a tan.
Was he a grinner?
Yeah, I flew back the next day. I saw Dwayne Andrews here going to play golf. I said he was coming back.
For this dinner, this reception.
He invited me to stay in his suite at the CVU. Is that where Mr. Dilley has one?
That's right. He always stays in the CVU.
That's with my family now.
Used to be a... No Jews allowed there.
Is that what
you mean? Used to be. CVU is a famous...
That's where Andy stays. He has the...
That's right. It's one that always had a discriminatory... Held out in the last one, each junior John.
I think it still is.
Still is. I don't see how to do it. Could go there with all his clients.
You know, you never get the day. I mean,
it's a way to get away from